Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 22nd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 14 years ago, today in 2010, Laszlo Hanyecz bought two pizzas from Papa John's, and it was considered to be the first ever purchase with Bitcoin. The transaction paved the way for the financial revolution brought about by cryptocurrency. So March 22nd will be forever known as Bitcoin Pizza Day. Giving more fuel to this famous day, those pizzas ended up costing Mr. Hanyecz $700 million. More on that later in the show. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the Surf Report. Expect a fun to medium size southwest swell to peak on Tuesday and ease slowly Wednesday through Friday. Light wind and clean to semi-clean conditions are expected on Tuesday. South eddy wind is expected Wednesday through Friday, mainly impacting South County, San Diego. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean to fair at 4 to 6 feet until 11. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming tide, when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 16 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 feet at 9:45 a.m. with a 2 foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 59 degrees with 4 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:44. It looks like we're in for a cloudy morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 64, wind of 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 59. Looking ahead in the weather. Thursday through Sunday will be cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, UC San Diego's AYESO Yufeng Lai Family Department of Chemical and Nano Engineering received a $21 million gift from AYESO Yufeng Lai and his wife, Don Don Lai. This donation honors the department's efforts to integrate chemical and nanoengineering in education and research. The renamed department focuses on nanomaterials for health and sustainable energy. Chancellor Pradeep Khosla and Department Chair Liangfang Zhang emphasized the transformative impact of this gift on advancing engineering innovation. Jeff Lai, founder of Cordex, praised the department's vision, linking nanoscale science with chemical engineering to benefit humanity and inspire future scientists and engineers. Now on to sports. Former Florida quarterback signee Jaden Rashada is suing Gators coach Billy Napier, a former staffer and a major booster, alleging they made false promises to induce him to sign with Florida in 2022. The lawsuit, seeking over $10 million, claims Rashada was promised significant NIL deals that were later reneged. Rashada initially committed to Miami but flipped to Florida, enticed by a four-year, $14 million NIL contract. The suit alleges continued false assurances, resulting in financial losses for Rashada. The case underscores growing concerns about NIL dealings in college sports. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Reds 2-0. Tonight, the Padres are on the road in Cincinnati to take on the Reds. In top news, on the original Bitcoin Pizza Day, Laszlo Hanyecz exchanged 10,000 Bitcoin for two pizzas, now valued at $700 million. Today, celebrations for Pizza Day include Binance's global events and many pizza shops offering deep discounts. Hanyecz, proud of his contribution, believes Bitcoin was destined to grow. On May 17th to 22nd, Binance hosts pizza events in 16 countries, including South Africa and Thailand, to engage and educate people about Bitcoin's journey. This day reminds us of how two pizzas sparked a global financial transformation and altered our perception of money forever. Since then, Bitcoin has experienced significant milestones, such as halving events, which have increased its value and solidified its position in the financial world. In business news, Amazon has become the largest private EV charging operator in the U.S. by installing over 17,000 chargers at 120 warehouses. This initiative aims to reduce carbon emissions from its last-mile deliveries. Despite challenges like high costs, varied warehouse designs, and substantial power requirements, Amazon's flexible and patient approach has set a roadmap for other companies. Investing in Rivian vans and sustainable practices, Amazon strives to meet its climate goals while maintaining efficient delivery operations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 70,000. Ethereum is 3,800. And Solana is $177. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Greater spotted eagles have altered their migration routes to avoid the war in Ukraine, according to scientists. GPS data showed these eagles, migrating from Greece and South Sudan to Belarus, deviated from their usual paths to avoid the conflict zones, resulting in longer journeys and fewer stops for refueling. This disruption may affect their breeding performance, raising concerns about this species' conservation. Researchers from the Estonian University of Life Sciences and the British Trust for Ornithology reported these findings in the publication called Current Biology. And in entertainment news, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, is an action-packed prequel to Mad Max, Fury Road. Directed by George Miller, it stars Anya Taylor-Joy as Furiosa, revealing her backstory from a young girl to a warrior queen. Chris Hemsworth plays the villain Dementis in this visually stunning dystopian tale. While it lacks the relentless pace of Fury Road, Furiosa offers thrilling action sequences and strong performances, making it a worthy, albeit conventional, addition to the Mad Max franchise. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Larry Bird. He said, "Leadership is getting players to believe in you. If you tell a teammate you're ready to play as tough as you're able to, you'd better go out there and do it. Players will see right through a phony, and they can tell when you're not giving it all you've got." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.